Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you about paranormal places in Japan. First, the Aokigahara Forest, the Suicide Forest. Next, Oshi no Koku Mairi, the Black Spell. After that, Ise Ebizo, the Lobster-Headed Samurai. And finally, Senpoku Kanpoku, the Frog Monster. So, let's get started. Season 12, Episode 3, Haunted Locations. The Suicide Forest. The Aokigahara Forest, aka the Suicide Forest, is a dangerous and haunted forest that lies under Mount Fuji. The surrounding trees are so dense that you can barely see any daylight. As the Aokigahara Forest became popular through ghost stories, it became a destination for curious travelers and ghost hunters to see some paranormal activity for themselves. Many people believe that the Suicide Forest is full of yurei, the Japanese term for ghost or spirit. Oshi no Koku Mairi. The Oshi no Koku Mairi is the most dangerous and popular black magic spells in the history of Japan. It occurs between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning. During that time of night, the border between the worlds of the living and dead is at its weak point. And during Oshi no Koku Mairi, evil spirits are at their greatest power. There are a few shrines in Japan known for black magic and other supernatural phenomena. For example, there are two famous shrines in Kyoto that contain black magic that are named the Kifune and Jishu shrines. In ancient times, those shrines became popular locations for jealous lovers to perform this curse. To this day, shrine officials find straw dolls known as waraningyo hammered into trees near those shrines. Ise Ebizo, the Lobster-Headed Samurai. Ise Ebizo is a court attendant of Ryugu, the palace for the ocean god. He is a cross between a samurai and a spiny lobster. This crustaceous yokai was a loyal advisor to the Dragon King Ryuo VII. One day, he found out that an octopus, who was Ryuo's closest advisor, was plotting against him. However, King Ryuo didn't believe his story, so he banished Ise Ebizo. Eventually, the king passed away, and the new king, Ryuo VIII, was just a kid. The octopus was despised by the entire court and was in great danger. So he ran away to a faraway fortress to raise an army of sharks and whales to attack Ryugo. So the regent, Mizu Kotaro, remembered Ise Ebizu's loyalty to his family and of the octopus's betrayal. So they lured the cephalopod in with the promise of rewarding him for his service. Then they sprinkled ash all over the floor of the palace. When it arrived, its tentacles were stuck to the floor. Ise Ebizo then attacked the octopus. It tried to escape, but the spiny lobster warrior was so powerful for him. With his swordsmanship skills, Ise Ebizo sliced the octopus into fried calamari. Senpoku Kanpoku, the frog creature. The Senpoku Kanpoku is an amphibious yokai from the Toyama Prefecture. It takes the form of a frog with human-like features. It usually stays in the homes of recently deceased people and sleeps on their straw hats. They stay on those homes until the day of the funeral, upon which the creature will leave the family home, returning to the graveyard. thank you for joining me for Yokai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!